Have you ever eaten your own cum? A remarkable number of cuckolds out there haven't. That's just unacceptable. There's a reason you're a cuckold. Either you have a small penis, or you have a small personality. Either way, you are on the bottom of the pile when it comes to men. You'd never even think about trying to put your cock inside of a woman like me. What makes you think you get to tell me you won't eat cum for mistress? I tell my cuckold what to do with his mouth, and if he expects to put it on my glorious pussy, then he'll use that mouth the way I tell him to use it. So the next time I let you jerk off, just know you won't be coming until you make a promise to do what you're told. And just know, I've been looking for a reason to deny your orgasm, so don't even try to fuck with me. Tell you what, we can discuss allowing you to have a full-on, mind-blowing orgasm next time. This time, you have to prove your devotion. I'll allow you to have a ruined orgasm, and then you will eat your own cum. Of course, eating your own cum is only the beginning. Eating your own cum is training you to eat my lover's cum. It takes a lot of obedience to eat another man's cum out of a woman's pussy. You want to taste my hot, freshly fucked pussy, don't you? You really want to know what my pussy tastes like when it's dripping with sperm. Well, you had better not choke when your chance finally comes. So prove to me you're worthy of this privilege. Prove your worth to me. Ruin your orgasm. Eat your cum. Be my good submissive cuckold. You won't regret it. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this little audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me right now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll be talking to you really soon.